This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're calling it one of the most shocking moments in the history of the Academy Awards. Will Smith marched onto the Oscars stage last night and smacked presenter Chris Rock after he made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Uh-oh, Richard! Oh, wow! Wow!
That from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Then moments later, as Will Smith accepted the Best Actor Award, he said this.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
The drama Coda won Best Picture at the Oscars. Jessica Chastain was Best Actress. Ukraine's president is again pleading with the West for fighter jets and tanks as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters day 33. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
President Volodymyr Zelensky lashed out at the West for taking part in what he called a ping pong about who should and how to hand over jets and other defensive weapons to us. Saying he spoke to fighters in Mariupol, he sniped that he wished Western leaders had 1% of their courage as they err and arm about how to hand over the jets and tanks to Ukraine. While Ukraine's fighters were bolstered by weapons from the US and other Western allies, the donation has so far not included fighter jets. The plan to transfer Polish planes to Ukraine via the US was scrapped after NATO worried about getting drawn into the conflict with Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's war in Ukraine has most Americans at least somewhat worried that the US will be drawn directly into the conflict and could be targeted with nuclear weapons. That's according to a new poll from the AP and NORC. Close to half of Americans say they are very concerned Russia would directly target the US with nuclear weapons. China is struggling with a growing COVID outbreak in Shanghai. This is AP News. Now to Holocaust survivors fleeing the war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
Holocaust survivors are fleeing from Ukraine to Germany for safety. As the war sees increased Russian attacks on cities and towns, Jewish organizations are trying to evacuate as many as 10,000 Holocaust survivors living there as possible. In an unexpected twist of history, they're being taken to Germany, the country that unleashed World War II and generated a genocide. On Friday, the first group of four survivors arrived in Frankfurt, while 14 arrived in Germany on Sunday. The survivors are highly traumatized, having fled from the Nazis' persecution as children and now, at the end of their lives, having to run away from their homes again. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, gas is $4.24 a gallon this morning. That's according to the AAA. That's down about a penny in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.